You know, sometimes I have to pinch myself.
What?
No, it's not some weird sex thing. You're some weird sex thing. That's the name of your sex tape. What? Shut up. It's true, though. No, see, I was about to be all romantic and soppy, and then you're all you and wonderful and fuck, I love you. So, sometimes I pinch myself. Not for a... Just don't. Well, actually, maybe you can do that later, but I mean... I'm just... I'm happy. I am so happy. No, it's not because I've got a cup of tea. Okay, not completely because I have a cup of tea. I mean, the biscuits also have something to do with it. No, it's you. It's you. So, you know, before us, before I... When we were just friends, I had a rough time when it came to relationships. I had terrible taste. Wow. Oh, okay, yes, I know, I had terrible taste. I didn't like myself very much sometimes, most of the time. And I guess I felt a little empty and I was trying to, I know, feel the gap, feel the empty space, and I got involved with people for the wrong reasons. And when you do that, it's never going to turn out well. I mean, you know that. I know you've been out with some dogs. We've both been with people who... didn't... just the wrong people. But you were always there for me. I like to think I was there for you too. You won't believe the amount of times I said to myself, why can't I find someone like you? I know. Well, I wasn't very smart back then. Obviously, I'm highly intelligent now because we're together. It's just... when I would think of the kind of person I wanted to be with, it was always someone like you, someone who was kind and sweet and laughed at my terrible, terrible, terrible jokes. Someone who was gorgeous. Yes, you're gorgeous. Even though you don't think you are half the time, but you are. I started looking for you in people, which was stupid because you were right there. And then it was my birthday and I got a little bit tipsy. I remember just looking at you and thinking, you, oh, I love you. And then I threw up. Not because that wasn't as romantic as I was planning or hoping. I mean, I didn't throw up because of you. I threw up because I was really fucking drunk. But after that, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And yes, that's when I got weird. because suddenly, well, yes, I had been in love with you, but I didn't know I was in love with you. And then I knew, and then I was suddenly self-conscious about it. Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. Oh, cringy. Oh, extremely cringy. Thank you, darling. But, I don't know. I couldn't help, but I was kind of, ugh. Even now, just thinking about it. It's like being hit by a truck. Realizing that all of the emotions that I had been having were because I loved you. It explained everything, but also scared the fuck out of me. So, well, you know the rest of the story. You know that we got together. Yes, I am glossing over all of the embarrassing incidents. Just let it go. Let it go. Please. I'll kiss you. You're so easy, and I'm so happy that you are. What? Pinching. I got, no, shut up. You know what kissing you does to me. I'm just... I'm here with you, and I'm happy. I feel loved. I feel secure. I can tell you anything, and you'll mock me furiously, but then hold me. You don't take any of my bullshit. When I get stroppy and grumpy, you don't put up with it, but you still make me tea and let me eat biscuits in bed. Not on your side, of course. I would never, ever eat biscuits on your side. Never, ever, ever, no. And I would never steal your pillow. Never. What? No. No. I don't know where your t-shirt is. I don't know. Oh, I'm wearing it. Oh, this is your t-shirt. I thought this was mine. That was so convincing. I get to be me with you. I get to be affectionate. I get to be loving. I get to be ridiculous and geeky and all of it. Just, I can be me. And I've never had that. I've always held back. I've always self-censored. So, getting back to the pinching. Don't pinch me. Don't. I'm warning you, don't. Don't. Do you want tea on your t-shirt? Oh yeah, I would. I can take a tea burn. It's like foreplay. Okay, that was weird. I think I'm getting ill. Did you really just take a step back? Darling, if I'm ill, you're already ill. Yeah. Because I love you and I want to share everything with you, including all of my germs. this got really weird. What I was trying to say before I... I just love you. And I'm lucky. And I'm happy. And I never thought I would have this. And I do. And it's because of you. And I'm just really happy. And sometimes I pinch myself because I really like it. No, I pinch myself because I have you. I have you. And I love you. Wait, were you going to kiss me? Darling, you can't kiss me. I'm ill. I don't want you to get sick. No. You're right. You don't want my germs. You don't want to kiss me and hold me close. And no, I couldn't ask that of you. Okay, damn. No need to get rude about it. Yes, I am completely aware that I am ridiculous. I am you. Made me this ridiculous. Before you, I was just slightly ridiculous. With you, I'll just shut up and kiss you. What? I pinched you, obviously. Well, you said you liked it. No tickling. No. Shit. How about pillow fight? No, you don't really want... Darling, if you love me, you won't tickle me. No. at least wait until I finish the tea. Of course I'm drinking it slowly. No! I love you. I do. I just... I love you. Okay, now do you really want to do this? No. I'm not trying to get out of it. If you want to get into a tickle fight, we'll get into a tickle fight, but just know, I will have no mercy. No mercy. All right, then. It's on. Shit. Shit. I love you. It's not going to work, is it?